10th pack of Yevamos Mishnah Hey. Amru la meis ishtecha v'nas achayse me aviha. They told him, your wife died and he married achayse me aviha. He married her sister from her father. Now they had a common father and a common mother. Meisa. Then they said that the second wife died. Nasa achayse me imo. He married the second wife's sister, which was only from her mother's side. So basically, the first wife and the third wife are not related, because they don't have a common mother or father. But the second one is related from the father's side to one and from the mother's side to the Meisa. Then she died and married a fourth woman, which was only from her father's side. And Meisa, the fourth one, died. So basically, what's happening over here is that each wife is a half sister of the second one, and if you skip each one, the first, third, and fifth are not related at all. So Nimsa Kulam Kayomis. After everything was done, they all came back, all five wives. So it was a very tragic situation. He lost five wives, now he has all five of them. So Muta Berishin Shlisha Bechamishis. He's Muta in the first, third, and the fifth, because those are not sisters. But the second, the fourth, are sisters of his true wives, of his first wife and third wife. So those three, Poitras Sar is saying that if he does, if there's a need for Yibum, then and this, these wives are Erva, that knocks off the whole chiyuv of Yibum. But also Bishnei Revius, he's not allowed to stay with the second and fourth, because they're the sisters of his wives. And if he did Yibum to one of them, doesn't help for the other tzaris. And if he had tashmish with the second one, then is mutter in the second and the fourth, and they part of the tzaris. Also b'shlishes v'chamishes. He's also with the third and the fifth, and b'is achas mehem by teres tzarasa. Since the first one died, so then the marriage of the second one takes effect, and once again we say second and fourth takes effect, third and fifth doesn't take effect.